Number of Youth Identifying as Transgender Surges. By Spencer Lindquist on March 11, 2023. Tens of thousands of people are seeking life-changing, irreversible medical treatments in an attempt to change their sex. Transgender identification is on the rise, especially among the youth. One report from the Pew Research Center found that a full 5% of young adults claim that their gender is different from their sex. The report explains that the share of U.S. adults who are transgender is particularly high among adults younger than 25, then adds that in this age group, 3.1% are a trans man or a trans woman, compared with just 0.5% of those ages 25 to 29. In addition, a Reuters report found that diagnoses of youth with gender dysphoria have skyrocketed in the U.S. in recent years. While there were just over 15,000 cases in 2017, the number has shot up to more than 42,000 in 2021. As the number of transgender children has grown, so has their access to gender-affirming care, much of it provided at scores of clinics at major hospitals, the report reads. Meanwhile, a study from England's National Health Service found that there had been an explosion in the number of girls identifying as transgender. While there had only been 500 referrals to the Gender Identity Development Service a decade ago, the number had grown to a whopping 5,000 referrals in 2021. A report from Breitbart News documented several concerning findings of a poll at Phillips Academy Andover, perhaps America's single most prestigious college preparatory school. Though it did not discuss transgender identification, the survey results found that only 60% of female respondents remarked that they identified as straight. Many of those who identify as transgender are pursuing medical interventions, which can include puberty-blocking medication, cross-sex hormones, and even surgeries such as double mastectomies. A report from Breitbart News found that even in 2019, 26,000 women and girls were raising funds on the popular crowdfunding site GoFundMe for top surgery. One individual raising money for the irreversible surgery wrote, "This is a surgery I have been dreaming of since I was a child. I never thought it would become a reality. My chest has been the main source of discomfort and dysphoria in my life, and soon it will be gone." Meanwhile, another said, "Top surgery is something I have wanted since before I had the language to describe it. I bind every day. It is uncomfortable, and I don't want to have to keep struggling to breathe." Before undergoing surgery, many women who identify as men first take cross-sex hormones with the intent of masculinizing their body and their voice. Some of those who've undergone hormone therapy have struggled with early balding. Meanwhile, Breitbart News has revealed that some in the health and medical fields have downplayed the severity of these interventions. In one video obtained by Breitbart News, President-elect of the World Professional Association on Transgender Health, WPATH, Marcy Bowers compared sex change operations to removing a mole. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.